Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yevamos Avos Ayin. We're starting right top with Halacha Vav, and today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarbas Biaka Moshe Hernish Shamal should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Beis Shammai Matirnis Atzaras LaAchim. Beis Shammai matters the tzaras to marry the brothers. Beis Halos Mishel Asers. In other words, Beis Shammai is arguing with this entire din that we started at Masechta with. The first Mishnah told us that there's 15 women who pater their tzaras from Yibum, and that's Shitas Beis Hill, where Beis Shammai now is telling us that no, that Tzara is permitted to marry the Yavam, even though she's Tzaras Erva, it's not a problem. Furthermore, continuing with this machlokes, chaltzu, if the tsar received chalitza, Beis Shammai pasul minakuna. Beis Shammai pasuls them from marrying kayin. We know that a kayin is not allowed to marry a chalitza, and according to Beis Shammai, since yibum is mutter with them, that means the chalitza is 100% valid, so now they're not allowed to marry kayin. Whereas Beis Hillel machshirin, Beis Hillel says they're kosher to marry kayin, because since yibum is not allowed, so chalitza means nothing, and therefore, even if they did chalitza, it's not considered anything, and they're allowed to marry a kayin. Furthermore, nesi avmu, if the tsara did undergo yibum, so Beis Shammai machshirin, Beis Shammai allows them to marry a kayin. This is talking about a situation where the yavam died. So she's still considered an almana, a widow, and we know that a widow is allowed to marry a kayin, or Beis Hillel piously Beis Hillel pastors them to a kayin. That's because according to Beis Hillel, since the tzara was not allowed to do yibum, she just pasled herself by doing yibum. Now she's not allowed to marry a kayin. And which includes something very important. Afal pisha elu piously Beis Machshirin, even though these pasled these machshir. Meaning as big machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, loy nimnu Beisham melisa nashim Beis Hillel, vloy Beis Hillel Beishamai, Beisham Beis Hillel did not withhold from marrying wives from the other camp, even though technically, according to each of their Shitas, somebody from the other side might have a real big problem of yichos. And also something similar, called Tahara said to me, show you Elu Matarin ve'elu Matamin, anytime they had a machlaikas and Tumen Tahara, that these are Matar, these are Matame, some is Beis Shammai, some is Beis Hillel, still, Loi Nimnu Eisen Taharas Elu Agav Elu, they didn't withhold Eisen Taharas one on the other, which means they would lend each other pots and pans, even though maybe according to one camp, this is considered Tame, another one's Tahar, or vice versa, no issue, they would still lend each other. Sigmar quotes Mishnah Beis Shammai, Matarin, Sars La'achim Vachulu, Sir Simon says, Beshem Rabbiasi, Beshem Nahir. Talmud Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai's source? Where do they get this from? That the Tsaras Erva is allowed to marry the brother. That's just because the Pasuk says, Loi tia eshes hames hachutza l'ishzar. Now, the literal translation of this, as we've had previously, is that the eshes hames, the wife of the deceased, she should not be hachutza, she should not be outside to a random person, rather she has to marry the yavam. However, the drasha is, hachitzoina loi tia l'ishzar. The outside one should not be to a random person. I mean, the drasha is, Loi tia eshes hames, the wife of the deceased, which wife of the deceased? Hachutza, hachitzoina, the one who is considered the outer one, she's not allowed to marry a random man. So it must be they were talking about where there's two wives, one of them is an erva, she's considered the inner one, then we have the one who's not the erva, she's the outer one. So Basak is telling us the outer one, the one who is not the erva, namely the tsaras erva, she's not allowed to marry an ishzar. She can't marry somebody random. Rather, she should undergo yibum. And that's Beis Shammai's drasha. Now says the Gemara, Asi de Beis Shammai ki ilin kusaya. This shita Beis Shammai seems to be going like the kusim. Shehin miyav min asar arusais. They would say that an arusa, a woman who only underwent halachic engagement, she received kiddushin but never went to nisuin stage. If her husband died at that point, so then she could do yibum. But umaitzin asan nisuais, they excluded nisuin. If the woman was already 100% married, she can't do yibum. The inun darshan chutza hachitzoina, because they also darshan the same thing. The loitia eshes ames hachutza means hachitzoina, the outer one, and the outer one is the arusa. She's considered inner if she already underwent nisuin, but she's outer if she only did erusin, so she's the one who does yibum. And we just clarify as Joshua, my makaimin kusai, that's proper girsa, uben ein loy. How did the kusim understand the pasuk of uben ein loy? This is the pasuk telling us that if she doesn't have a child, then she does yibum. But according to them, that only an arusa is able to do yibum anyway. Well, since she's an arusa, she never lived intimately with her husband, so of course she doesn't have a son. So why does the pasuk have to say uben ein loy? She doesn't have a son. So Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yezi, he explains uben ein loy. What does that mean? Min hanesua. This man who's married to two women, one of them is a nesua, one of them is only an arusa. So pasuk is telling us that if he doesn't have children from the nesua, so then hachitzoina loy tiel ishzar. The outer one, the arusa, she's not allowed to marry a random person. She has to undergo yibum. But if the husband does have children from the nesua, so then the arusa is not allowed to do yibum. And that's why the kusim understand it. Now, Amr Leh, he told him, Leh chazdu nach kusai, the kusim are not going to shame you, dat makayim ter shehain, because you uphold their drashas, you're defending them. Basically, Rabbi Yesi is giving a little bit of musr to Rabbi Yaakov Jeremiah for defending the kusim's false drasha. And one more member about this, Tani Rabbi Shimon Elazar, numesel sefer kusim, I spoke to the seferim, which means the chacham of the kusim, and I asked him, migam lechem latos, who caused this mistake for you? How did you make such a mistake? What's the mistake? The less atun drashan krim nechemia, don't you dash like krim nechemia? The Tani Rabbi Shimon Nechemia, the rest is taught the name of Rav Nechemya, called out Rashut Sarch Lamed Mitchilasai. Any word that needs a Lamed before it, Veloy Niten Loy, but for whatever reason, a Lamed is not placed before it, Niten Loy Hey Besoifai. The letter Hey will be placed at the end of the word, and that's the same thing as putting a Lamed at the beginning of the word. Kagain, for example, instead of saying the word Lechutz, outside, the word will be Chutza, which is the same thing to outside. And instead of saying the word Liseir, to Seir, the word will be said as Seira, which means the same thing to Seir. Same thing, Lisukais, to Sukais. The word is Sukaisa, which is the same thing to Sukais. And so, how do you not darshan this? Namely, when the Pasuk says Loitia Ishas Hames, Hachutza L'Ishzar, Hachutza just means Lechutz, to the outside, to a random person. How are you darshaning Hachutza as Hachitsoina? Just take the hey from the end of the word and put it at the beginning of the word, and you realize that your drasha makes no sense. And that's a good question on the Kusim. Now, once we mention Rav Nechemya, we just ask on this din of his. We see with Rav Nechemya, that's Rav Nechemya, Vaksib, but we have a pasuk that says Yeshuva Rishayim Lisha'ila. Now, over here, we have both a Lamed and a Hey. Lisha'ila means to Gehenim, so really, should just say it once. It should either say Lisha'il or it should say She'ila. Either of those meaning to Gehenim. What's with this wording of Lisha'ila? Mashma, not like Rav Nechemya. So, on Rav Bar Zavda, he answers, this is actually telling us double, that the Rishayim are going to be going to the very lowest level of Gehenim, and that's why we're using a double Lashon. If it just said Lisha'il, that would mean to regular Gehenim. And also, if it would have just said She'ila, that would also mean just to regular Gehenim. But now that it uses this double Lashon, Lisha'ila, it's as if it says Lisha'il, Lisha'il, to Gehenim, which means to the lowest level of Gehenim, and that's what the Pasuk's telling us. And now discussing this Machlekes B'Sham B'Sol in the Mishnah regarding if Tzaras Erva is allowed to Yibam. B'Sham says yes, B'Sol says no. So then we have a Braisa, Arum Yechav Benuri, Re'ei Heich Halacha Zur Vachas B'Yisrael. How is this Halacha going to be Mekoyim? How's it going to be fulfilled in Klal Yisrael? Imekayim Divrei B'Shammai, if we're going to follow what B'Shammai says, that Tzaras Erva is allowed to undergo Yibam, well, Havlad Mamzer Divrei Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, the child of that union is going to be a Mamzer. And Imekayim Divrei Beis Hillel, if we're going to go with Beis Hillel, that Tzaras Erva is not to do Yibam, well, Havlad Mamzer Divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, the child's a Mamzer. And it's an impossible situation. Therefore, B'Yom Netaken, come, let's establish, Shiuhat Tzaras Chotzes Lomis Yavmites, that anytime we have Tzaras Erva, they should just do Chalitza no Yibam. And Tanya was taught in Abraisa that Lo Yispiku Lehaskin, that they didn't have a chance to be Netaken this, Ad Shenitfra Hashah. Literally, this means until the hour got grabbed from them, meaning they were going to sit down and be Metaken that anytime we have a case of Tzaras Erva, that she needs to do Chalitza, but whatever, something happened, they didn't have a chance to do that, and the halacha ended up being established like Beis Hillel. However, asking on what Rabbi Yechav Benuri just said, Amr Shim ben Gamaliel, V'im Kain, if this really would have been so, then Manas Tzaras Harishanis Shenesu, what would you have done with all the original Tzaras that did get married? Their children would be Mamzerim, and we would have the issue that we would have to contend with. So your suggestion of making this Takana from now on, all Tzaras ever should do Chalitza not Yibam, that's fine from now on, but what about the previous ones that did get married? I wouldn't have an answer to this question. We continue, Amr Blazari tells us, Afal Pishachu Beisham Beishil B'Tzaras, even though Beisham Beishil argue regarding Tzaras Erva, Maiden Hoyu, they do agree, She'ain Avlad Mamzer, that if the marriage did take place, the child's not a Mamzer. She'ain Mamzer El Me'isha Shia Sura Olav Isser Erva V'Chayavan Olav Kares. A Mamzer only comes from a union if a person had Isser Erva with this woman and he's Chayav Kares for being with her. And over here, this Tzaras Erva is only a Lav, not Kares. Saying on Beis on top, Amr of Tarfon Tarfon says, Toivani, I so much desire She'hei Li Tzaras Habas Shasi En Lekahuna, that a case would come to me of Tzaras Habas, really meaning just any case of Tzaras Erva, that they're going to bring her to me and ask if she's Chayav and Chalitza or Yibam or no, and I really want to be able to pasuk in this case because I'm going to marry off her to a Kayin. And the Chiddush over here is that even though Reb Tarfon is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and therefore if he would go like Beis Shammai, he would say that she's not going to marry a Kayin because she would have to go Chalitza and Chalutz is not going to marry a Kayin. Reb Tarfon over here is saying that no, I would pasuk like Beis Hillel that she does not need Chalitza and Mela she's allowed to marry a Kayin. Another member about this, Shalosh Rabbi Shua, that's Rabbi Shua, B'nei Tzaras Mahin, the children of a Tzara, what's their din? What's their status? Armelan, he told them, Harei Ata Machrisim is Roshi ben Shnei Har Magvayim, you're putting my head in between these two tall mountains, Ben Divrei Beis Shammai, Ben Divrei Beis Hillel, in between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. We have Smachlekes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, what the name of Tzaras Erva is, and you're putting my head in between that only for the following, Vishvil Shiritsu Es Moichi, so they should squish my brain. No matter what I say, the other camp is going to get upset at me, and so to speak, squish my head, smash me because they don't like my psak. Aval, however, what I could do is, Made Ani Al Mishpachas Beis Anuvai Mi Beis Svuim, I give Eidos about the family of Beis Anuvai, who comes from Beis Svuim, Val Mishpachas Beis Nekifi Mi Beis Koshesh, and on the family of Beis Nekifi, who comes from Beis Koshesh, Shahayu Bnei Tzaras, they were the children of Tzaras, Vahayu Bnei Bneihem, Kaihanim Gedoilim, and their grandchildren were Kaihanim Gedoilim, Oimdu Makriv and Algam Mizbeach, standing and bring carbonis on the Mizbeach, so we see that they're 100% Kosher Yidden, and that's all I can tell you about it. Another story about this, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says, B'Shem Rishu Ben Levi, Maisa, there's a story, Shenechazu Zakanim, Eitzer Rabdezben Herkanis, that a few Zakanim went to Rabdezben Herkanis, Hachkinis, Lishalel Tsar Sabas, to ask him about Tsar Sabas, Tsar Erva, what's the din? And Amrullah, they asked him, Athu Sha'at Matir Batsaris, are you the one who matters Tsar Erva? Amrullah, so he told them, Mashamaton, what exactly did you hear? Did you hear this memra in the name of Daisa, or did you hear it in the name of Ben Hurkinus? How is it said to you? So Amrullah, they told him, Ben Hurkinus, we heard it in the name of Ben Hurkinus. So Amrullah, he told him, Yonis and Achihava, this is from Yonis and my brother. That's why I heard it in the name of Ben Hurkinus and not in the name of Daisa. And Bachar Satan Hava is a very strong expression, which means he's very sharp, he's very smart. And Umitamid Be Shammai, he's from Talmidim Be Shammai, he's Zaru Menu. You should be very careful of him when you're going to go to him and try to discuss this with him and try to convince him that Beis Hillel is right, that Tsaras Erva is Usur. The reason why you should be careful is because Shalish Meis Chuvas Yeshlai Al Tsaras Abbas, he has 300 responses why Tsaras Abbas would be permitted like Beis Shammai. So what do they do? Azan Lagabe, they went to him, they left Reb Daisa Ben Hurkinus, and they went to Reb Yonasan Ben Hurkinus. Now, in the meantime, Shalch Vakasav Lei, Reb Daisa sent the message to his brother, Reb Yonasan, he's all, you should be careful, Shechachma Yisrael Chnasan Slacha, the Chachma Yisrael are coming to you, you should treat them with proper kavod. Now, Alun, they went up, the Yasav Lukumai, and they sat in front of Reb Yonasan, and have Mazber Lahain, he started explaining to them his Shita, which is like Beis Shammai, why Tsar Sabbas is permitted, Vloy Sovereign, but they just simply didn't understand. And Mizber Lahain, he continued explaining to them Vloy Sovereign, and they didn't understand. It was too deep and too complicated for them, they weren't holding on his level. And because they didn't understand, Shayin Misnamnimin, they started dozing off, they started falling asleep. That's what we do in Shir when we don't understand. That's what they were doing. And remember, these are great Chachamim. It must be the Reb Yonasan Ben Hurkinus was an absolutely phenomenal guy. Now Amar Lahen, he told them, Ma'atun Misnamnimin, what are you sleeping for? Shari Mishdi Alehin Sririn, he started throwing little pebbles at them. And they got so embarrassed that they ran away. V'izdamarin, there are those that say, the Bechad Tara Alun, that they all came in through one door. Ubetlas Anufkin, they ran out the three separate doors because they were so embarrassed. So Shalch Amar Lahen, Reb Yonasan sent a message back to his brother Reb Daisa saying, Mashalachtli b'nei Nashbo Melef, what you sent to me people that still need to learn, V'amrtli inun Chachmei Yisrael, you said that these are the Chachamim. Bottom line is what happened. Asla Gabei, these Chachamim came back to Reb Daisa. Amar Lahen, they told him, Atmat Amar, what do you say? What's Allah regarding Tsaras Erva? So Amar Lahen, he told them, Al Medoicha Zoyis Yashav Chag Anavi, on this Medoicha, which literally means on this mortar. A mortar is the kli that you put the spices in and you grind them up with a thing that's called a pestle. And this thing could be overturned and used as a chair. So on this Medoicha, Chag Anavi sat, and there's a whole machlokes how he can know that. Maybe he had a Richas Yamim and he knew Chag Anavi. Maybe Chag Anavi had a Richas Yamim. Maybe he had this as a tradition. Either which way, he's saying that Chag Anavi sat on this Medoicha, Behej Shalish Dvarim, and he gave Edus about three things. First of all, Atsar Sabas Shatinos El Kahuna, that Tsar Sabas is allowed to marry Kain. That's because she does not need Chalitza, and that's definitely like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. Now, what are the next two things? Val Amanu Mayav Shein Ma'asun Ma'aser Ani B'Shvias, regarding Amanu Mayav, they take off Ma'aser Ani on Shemitah. What's this referring to? So we know that in Eretz Yisrael proper, we have 6 years of working the land, and the seventh is Shemitah. Now, in those 6 years, all produce has to have Ma'aser taken off of it. Years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, we take off Ma'aser Sheini. Years 3 and 6, we take off Ma'aser Ani. And Shemitah, since everything's Hefker, and you're not allowed to work the land anyway, so there's no Ma'aser taken off. However, Amanu Mayav, which is on the other side of the Yarden, the other side of the Jordan, that is a din of quasi Eretz Yisrael. So it is Chayv and Ma'aser, like Eretz Yisrael is. However, it does not have the din of Eretz Yisrael in regards to Shemitah, which means that on the Shemitah year, on the seventh year, Ma'aser has to be separated. The question is, which Ma'aser is that? So this is a second member from Chag Anavi, that in the Shemitah year, they take off Ma'aser Ani and not Ma'aser Sheini. Lastly, Valgeri Tadmar, Shein Kshein Lovi B'Kahal, in regards to Gerim that come from this area called Tadmar, they are mutter to marry into the Kahal. The reason why this is important is because there's machlaikas regarding Gerim coming from this area, that actually they might be from Jewish mothers, meaning these Jewish mothers intermarried with non-Jews and they had children, which of course we know are Yidden. These people didn't necessarily know it. Then they became Gerim. Now, if that was the situation, according to some Shitas, they're not allowed to be Yavet B'Kahal. They're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael because they have a psul due to the fact that their father is a non-Jew. And that's what Chag HaNavi is telling us, is that no, Gerim that came from Tadmar, they're 100% Gerim because they were 100% not Jewish beforehand. Now, going back to Reb Daisa's conversation with these Chachamim, Amar, he said as follows, Toloin Shnei Einai D'nech Mil Chachmei Yisrael, please illuminate my two eyes so that I can see the Chachamim. He was very old, he wasn't able to see, and so we asked Hashem, please let me see so I can see who these Chachamim are. Now, Rosh Rabbi Yeshua, he saw Rabbi Yeshua, V'kara Olav, and he said the following pasuk about him, Esmi Yaredeya, we continue, Esmi Yavin Shemua, Gemulei Chalav, Atikim Yishadayim, and that's really the key of the pasuk, part that we just said, which literally means those weaned from milk, removed from the mother's breast. And why did he say that about Rabbi Yeshua? Because Zachar Ani, I remember, says Rabbi Daisa, Shahisa Ima Melechas, I recess Lebeza Knesses, his mother would take his crib to Shol, Bishvil Sheizdabku Asim Divrei Torah, so that his ears could cling to the words of Torah. And that's even though he was a young child and he was freshly weaned from his mother, he was Gemulei Mechalav and Atikim Yishadayim. That's Rabbi Yeshua, that's why he quoted this pasuk. And then as Rabbi Kiva saw Rabbi Kiva, Bakarlov, and he said the following pasuk about him, Kfirim Rashu Vareivu, which literally means young lions, they want and they're hungry. The pasuk continues though, "V'darshe Hashem lo yachzir chatov." Those who seek out Hashem are not going to lack any good. And why is he saying this about Rabbi Akiva? Because makira nisha adam gira b'tayrahu. I remember that he was a mighty person in Torah, and that's even though, as we know about Rabbi Akiva, when he was younger, he did not know Torah and he was very poor, and that's like a young lion who's hungry. But later on, he became a huge talmud chacham and wealthy. That's how this pasuk is being said about him. And lastly, Razer Blazer ben Azariah, he saw Blazer ben Azariah of a Karlov, and he said this pasuk about him: "Nar yisi gamzakanti." I was a nar, I was a youth, and I also became old. The pasuk continues: "Vleir isi tzadik nezav v'zar mevakish lachem." And why is he saying this pasuk? Makir anishu dar asir leEzra. I know that Rabbi Blazer ben Azariah is 10th generation from Ezra Sefer ve'inay dami ladidei, and his eyes are similar to Ezra's, as has a fulfillment of this pasuk: "Vleir isi tzadik nezav." The tzadik Ezra, he wasn't abandoned because his descendant, 10 generations later, is his great chacham Rabbi Blazer ben Azariah. And Amram Chanin and Spirin, he tells us that Afrim Tarfon Havimayan, the Rabbi Tarfon was with them, Vikara all of Kadot Rabbi Blazer ben Azariah, and Rabbi Dosis said the same pasuk about him that he did to Rabbi Blazer ben Azariah. Now going back to discuss this third Eidos from Chagai Navi regarding these Gerim from Tadmar, so from Nachum Yaakov Amar, he tells us the Mekablim Gerim min HaKarduyim u'min HaTadmarim will accept Gerim not only from Tadmar, but also from the Karduyim, being from a place called Kardu or Kardun. Then we know they're not Mamzerim at all, there were no Yidden mixed up in them, they're 100% from non-Jews, which means Melo. When they become Gerim, they're 100% Yidden. Now Ravosu Shem Riechnon, Masni Samar Kain Shigir Tad Mekshirin. We have a Mishnah that tells us that Gerim from Tadmar are 100% Kasher. The Tinin Taman, we have Mishnah over there, Maseches Nida, Kol Ksamim Bay Me Rekem Tahirin. All Ksamim, which means bloodstains that come from a woman, if this came from the area of Rekem, they're 100% Tahar. That's because they're presumed to be coming from non-Jews, which was what Rekem was mostly populated by, and any Nida stains from non-Jew are Tahar. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues over there and says that no, if they come from Rekem, they're actually presumed to be Tameh. That's because the people living in Rekem, even though they think they're non-Jews, really they're actually Yidden who are living like Goyim, therefore their stains are going to be Tameh. Now even though Rabbi Yehuda argues regarding Rekem, he himself says that any Nida stains coming from any other place of Goyim, they're considered to be Tahar. And that means even if they're coming from Tadmar, they would be Tahar. What does that tell us? Hageri Tadmar Ksherin. That means that any Gerim come from Tadmar are Kosher. That's because they're 100% non-Jews. Therefore, when they become Gerim, they're 100% Yidden. Now, one remember regarding this, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Shmuasa, he said the following: the Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shuba and Levi, Chad Machshir, Vechad Mekabel. One of them is Machshir, the Ksum, these bloodstains that come from Tadmar, and the other one is Mekabel them as Gerim. Now, Manda Machshir, Mekabel. The first one, who's Machshir, that says these Ksum come from Tadmar, are 100% Tahar, so he will also be Mekabel them as Gerim, because by the very fact that these Ksum are Tahar shows us that they're 100% non-Jews, Mela will accept them as 100% Gerim. However, Manda Mekabel, Loi Machshir, the second Manda Amar, who accepts them as Gerim, he will not necessarily be Machshir, their Ksumim. That's because accepting as Gerim simply means that they're not Mamzerim, but it could still be that they come from Yidden in some way or another, and therefore the Ksumim would not necessarily be Tahar. Now, we're going to pick up tomorrow with a discussion regarding Yichus. That's because we just brought this up regarding the people from Tadmar. Do they have good Yichus? Do they not? So we're going to talk about Yichus as well in the next Gemara. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.